now, right? Thanks. As I was saying, thanks for coming. We are going to start now, and I'm going to talk about Mycroft. But before that, probably I should talk about who am I. I'm Antelar on IRC. I'm Ayla Rosa on. Okay, just 1 second because Mycroft is running in the background, and I will just make it not listen. Okay, I'm Ayla Rosa on GroupWise. I've been a KDE developer since the 97. I'm currently the president of KDE Spain, which is a local organization related to KDE. I've been a SUSE user since 98 and SLE user since 2004 for my previous company, but then I changed the company, and I've been a SUSE employee since 2013. And if you are also a SUSE employee, probably you don't know me because I'm working from home in Malaga in Spain. So that's the reason I also don't know many of you. Because we mostly only meet during these conferences. And currently, I started working at the OpenSUSE department, but I'm currently at the SLE desktop team. And well, in general, I am a bit of an audiophile and music geek in general. My first application for KDE was a MIDI player, for example, and I've been working with audio, and I have some projects that I haven't talked about yet. So probably if you are interested in music, then we can talk about that later. But now we are going to talk about Mycroft. Mycroft, there's a table here. how many of you know Mycroft? Know what it is? And how many of you have seen it working? Nobody. Perfect. Cool. At the end, I will give a demo, okay? And let's hope it works. Well, Mycroft is an open source virtual assistant, something similar to Siri or Google Assistant, things like that, but it's completely open source. It's mainly developed by Mycroft AI Incorporated. It's a company. But, this company is working on it, and mainly they do something similar to Amazon Echo or Google Home, things like that. And it's a small machine with eyes and a mouth, and it's called Mark One. Okay, this is a computer-generated image, but this is a real picture of what the machine looks like. And for those of you who are interested in what's inside, this is what's inside it. And well, recently this was created some years ago. And recently they did a crowdfunding on Kickstarter and developed this Mark II, which is a bit more modern. And the crowdfunding already finished, but I think you can still buy this somewhere. Okay, so this company doesn't only develop the machines, these small things, but they also develop the software for this, and this is called Mycroft Core. You can find it on GitHub. It uses an Apache 2.0 license. It's written in Python. Originally, it was written in Python 2, of course, and recently they ported it to Python 3. I will talk more about that later. And well, it has lots of Python dependencies. Okay. Really a lot. I think there were more like something like 50 something dependencies, direct dependencies. Okay. So you can find out, you can imagine that this is a bit difficult to package. And the only small problem that I have with this Mycroft Core thing is that you have to sign a CLA to submit code. And well, it's something that you have to go through in order to submit source and collaborate with these people. But I think they are really free software aware, so yeah, it's okay. Well, Mycroft Core is composed of four daemons. Mycroft Message Bus, Mycroft Skills, Mycroft Audio, and Mycroft Speech Client. The first one is a daemon that just do the messaging between the other daemons, just do the intercommunication between daemons. Microsoft Skills is the daemon that really, really does the work. Okay, I will talk about skills later. Microsoft Audio is a skill that that converts speech to text, so that it can listen to what I'm saying and translate that to text. Then it communicates through message bus to the Microsoft Skills daemon. It does whatever has to be done. And then Microsoft Speech Client is the daemon that converts text to speech, so that it returns some output to the user. Okay. Well, apart from Microsoft Core, there's something called Plasma Microsoft, which is a Plasma widget, developed by Adit Jamera. He's one of the KDE developers. He's a very nice guy. And if you have any problem with Plasma Microsoft or want to help him, because right now it's a one-man project, please talk to him, because he's really, really a nice person. OK, so let's talk about skills. A skill is a component inside Microsoft that implements a skill. Okay. A skill is something that recognizes an intention from the user, optionally requests more information to the user if there's something missing that the skills need. It performs an action and then gives a reply to the user. Okay. All this is done by a skill, and I have an example here, but I think it's better to just go through the talk, and if at the end we have time, please remind me that we go and see the example of how it's done, so that you can develop your own skills, and it's really, really easy, and it's very, very, I mean, something that I recommend you to do. Yesterday, by the way, Takashi asked me how smart is Microsoft. Well, it's as smart as you develop your skills to be. Okay. well, the skills work surprisingly well. I mean, it's too simple, I think, but it works really, really well and gives a lot of flexibility, as we will see now. Okay. But looking at the code, well, there are some things that could be improved, let's say. But you know what they say. Code is like sausages, so it's better not to look how it's made. And so let's see how it works. And the sooner we get there, the better. So the first thing that I want to talk about is installation. How do you install? Because I guess by now you are asking yourself how to install Microsoft. Well, it can be installed in different ways. By the first one, the official one, is cloning the code from GitHub, running some scripts as root, which copies the code to userlib Python something, then uses pip to install a lot of dependencies, and that's a mess on your system, basically. So the easy way is to use the packages for OpenSUSE Tumbleweed that I created. And I guess as soon as I have time, I will also try to test them on lib 15. For lib 42, it was impossible because there were too many missing dependencies. But for lib 15, I think it won't be a problem at all. So, okay, now I have to do a disclaimer that, of course, I'm not a Microsoft developer. I only packaged it. So if anything works, it's because of the Microsoft developers, and if something breaks, it's probably because of my packaging. Okay. And why do I say this? Well, basically because while packaging Microsoft, I had to do a lot of changes to the code. And for example, Microsoft by default uses a lot slash OPT to store credentials, to store caches for the user, well, for mainly everything to store the skills, the code from the skills. And well, we cannot accept that inside OpenSUSE, so I changed that to use the user home directory and submitted the code to the developers from Microsoft. Recently, they rejected my submission. Because they accepted another submission that changed that to slash var, which is a bit better, but not really, really much better. But well, I have to adapt these changes. I forgot to say that most of the Minecraft packaging I did that on November last year while on Hack Week. Well, that in fact gave me some problems because I had to sign the CLA in order to contribute code to the Minecraft developers. But I was working on this during Hack Week, so it was a SUSE development in some way. So I had to ask Sieran. By the way, do you know if Sieran is in the conference? I guess not. Okay. Well, it wasn't a problem at the end, but for a moment I was a bit scared that I couldn't contribute it. Also, from the beginning, I used Python 3 for Minecraft, and at the beginning, in November last year, it wasn't supported. So I had to do many changes to support Python 3. I had to port some of the dependencies to Python 3. I had to do many changes on the skills, because the skills, I didn't say before, the skills, when you install a skill, the way to install a skill is to clone the skill repository from GitHub directly to your home directory. Okay, so patching that when the skill author is not very responsive is a bit difficult, but I found a way to patch things as soon as they were cloning, and well, it's a kind of mess that works. And fortunately, I think last week they already ported the main development branch from Minecraft to Python 3, so I hope this gets better and better soon. This code, by the way, the code that I will show now, is based on the Minecraft code from a couple of weeks ago. So it's not using really, really the last version from Minecraft, but it has patches from upstream and it works. Okay, another thing I changed was the way to run the four demos that I talked about before, because the official way to run them was to just run some scripts that are called start Minecraft sh, and the user has to run that. So instead of that, I created some systemd user target and user services. So you can start them from systemd, and also change the way the login works, so that instead of using var log, it uses journalctl to you can use journalctl to look at the logs, which is something, by the way, that I recommend to do if something fails, because it gives a lot of information. Okay, another thing I changed that is related to the first point is creating a default user configuration the first time that the systemd services are run. Because the way I changed the configuration, the directories where Minecraft is installed is to look first at the home of the configuration from the home directory. And if it cannot find the configuration there, then it looks at OPT as a fallback. So it's important to run this. And also, it's important to download a default set of skills the first time that you run Minecraft, so that you have something that Minecraft can do. Okay, so here's a warning: everything is in development, and it's demo time. Let's see. Okay, so this is the Minecraft Plasma widget. This is Plasma Minecraft. You can install it here, for example, on the bar. And then when you open it, this is something from before. Okay. Okay. When you open it, you can see a default information, the news. It recognizes our location using IP geolocalization. So it takes the news in check. Okay. And from here, you can start and stop Minecraft. Okay. Right now, it's already started and it's muted, but I will let him hear now. And let's see. We have been trying to make this work in a nice way, but at the end, what I'm going to do is talk directly to the microphone in the laptop, okay? So, hey, Mycroft, how do you do?
I am doing well, thank you.
Okay, so it recognizes what I'm saying and connects to the Mycroft server. Sometimes it recognizes too much. The hot word, this hey Mycroft thing, is recognized locally, but the rest of what you say is recorded and sent to the Mycroft server, where it is anonymized and then sent to Google. So by default, it's using Google to do the speak to text, which is the reason that it works so well. There's options to use other things that using, for example, using Pocket Things locally. And I tested it, and at least for me, it doesn't recognize mostly anything I say. There's an option also to use the deep speech thing from Mozilla that is currently being developed. But that's in development, and well, it for now it doesn't work very well, but I hope it gets better and better. Let's try something else. Hey, Mycroft, what's 2 + 2?
4.
Okay, I can do math. Hey, Mycroft, how high is the Eiffel Tower?
1,063 feet city rank, first national rank, okay. First world rank.
Depending on the skill that gets the text, the request, then it was better or worse. And sometimes it gets the information from Wolfram Alpha as the calculation that we did before. Sometimes it uses Wikipedia as this thing you're doing now. Well, it can do many kind of things. For example, let's see, I have here a list so that I don't forget anything. Hey, Mycroft, what's the capital of Spain?
Madrid is the capital of Spain and the largest municipality in both the community of Madrid and Spain as a whole.
Hey, Mycroft, tell me a joke.
Jover, write once, run away.
Well, let's see what else can we do. There are some skills that not only give an answer, but leave something running in the background. For example, hey, Mycroft, play the news.
Here is the latest news.
Okay, this connects to a radio
support for this
streaming
NPR
service.
Podcast and the following message come from the UPS
hey, Mycroft,
store, who knows
stop.
That small business owners can't afford to take days off.
Okay, it stops. There's something, for example, something interesting, like asking Mycroft to, for example, okay, let's do something nice. Hey, Mycroft, play Space Oddity by David Bowie from YouTube.
Searching YouTube for Space Oddity by David Bowie.
I don't know if it's playing. Somehow, right? Hey, Mycroft. Stop. Okay. Hey, Mycroft. When was Alan Parsons born? For example. No, didn't get it.
Friday, August 9th, 1968.
Okay, that gets the information from Wikipedia also. Of course, Karim Pass. I don't know who that is, but well. You can also write your request here instead of speaking if for some reason it doesn't understand something. Okay, so I'm going to show probably you now the interface from Plasma Mycroft, which is the nice thing here. There's a skills tab that currently doesn't work. That should show the skills that you have installed on the system. I mean, you have to think that this doesn't work, I think, is because of my packaging, so that it's not looking at the skills in the directory that it thinks they should be. But it's not necessary, really, to make it work right now. Then you have a settings tab that you probably shouldn't touch, because it allows the Plasma Minecraft widget to run Minecraft and stop Minecraft in different. He recognized that I'm talking about him. It allows to stop and start Minecraft when you click on that button in different ways, depending on the installation way that you do it. But if you're using the Minecraft packages, then that's the only thing that you have to do there. And then this is interesting, is the skills tab, which shows all the skills that are available and allows you to install them. As I said before, it's not currently the recognition of what skills are installed and what skills are not installed is not working, so some of these are already installed and they're not recognized, but you can see here how it works. For example, let me search for something that I know that is not installed, the Hue skill that controls Philips Hue lights. Okay, and you can click on README, and of course, it's a heavy GitHub user, so it goes directly to the GitHub page for the skill, and there you can see the README, which usually for I think all of the skills says how to install them, which basically is clicking on install on that widget before. Some of them require a configuration. In general, it's not necessary to configure anything. And then it gives you the sentences that this skill understands. Okay? In this case, turn on my lights, set a light scene or something. In general, when you install a skill, as I said, Minecraft clones the repository from the skill into into a skills directory. Okay. Oh no, so you can see that. Let's see. That's better, right? Okay, so those are the skills that I have here. And as I said, they the skills are cloned there, and then usually it uses pip to install the dependencies of that skill. Since I remove all pip usage from Minecraft, currently if the skill you're installed is using some strange dependency that you don't have in your system, it just won't work. It doesn't do anything apart from logging in your logs that this skill needs these requirements, these dependencies, so please be sure they are installed on your system. So that's what I said, that you should run journalctl and have a look at the user unit, Minecraft skills. Okay. When you do that, well, you can see a lot of debug information. As I said, this is mainly in development. If we go to the beginning, we can find some interesting things here. I think it's mostly time to end the talk, but I have to show something else yet. So, hey, Minecraft. Remind me in 4 minutes to end the talk.
You have a new reminder on 3 minutes and 59 seconds
just
from now.
To be sure
now.
That I give a couple of minutes at least for questions. And remove this. When the skills registers to the Minecraft skill daemon, the skill can register a new vocabulary, so that Minecraft recognizes more things. Perfect. And in this case, for example, we can see. Let's do a better example. Where do I have this? No, I don't find it right now, but I will show you just the example. Hey, Mycroft. Open Dolphin. So, Dolphin is something that is not really, it doesn't exist in the skill, but the skill gets the list of applications that you have installed on your system and registers them as vocabulary. And then I can say, hey, Mycroft, close Dolphin.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, Mycroft, close Dolphin. And close. This is one of those things, by the way, that I said before that it's better not to look how it works, because currently the skills, when you ask it to close something, it just do a OS system kill all whatever. So yeah. I hope it was a decision to do it quick so that it can improve later, and I hope it's soon. What else? What I wanted to show. I don't know if you know some nice thing about KDE that is the activities, and you can have activities for different usage of your computer. So you can say, "Hey, Mycroft, show activities," and it shows the activities from the desktop. And well, I don't have anything that. Probably if I say news and articles right now, it will just recognize it wrong and doesn't recognize that I'm referring to that. But in general, you can switch to another activity and control your laptop, your computer with this. Something nice that I didn't show. Let's see. Oops. Let me run Kate. Hey, Mycroft. Type this is a test.
Typing your request.
Okay. And you can use Mycroft to dictate things. And of course, if you speak English better than me, it will recognize you better than it recognizes me. And let's see if I have something else that I want to show. Oh, this is nice. Hey, Mycroft, what's the weather like?
Right now, it's scattered clouds and 21 degrees for a high of 24 and a low of 16.
And if you look at, there are no windows, cool, so you cannot check if it's right or not. Hey, Mycroft, will it rain today?
Light rain is expected on Monday.
So we can infer that, no. Hey, Mycroft, increase volume.
There is a reminder to end the talk. Tell me to end reminder to stop the current reminder.
Hey, Mycroft, stop the reminder.
The reminder has been shut off.
Okay, and what I was saying before. Hey, Mycroft, increase volume. And it was already at the max, but you see how it works. And I don't know, do you want to ask questions? Do you prefer to then I show you how a skill is developed quite quickly? Yep. Wait. Maybe I can get you here. This. How this work? Here.
Oh, okay. I have one question. Currently, there is only in English. Is it possible to locate to different languages?
Yes, it's possible. And currently, English is the best supported language, of course. But if you go to, did I close the console window? Yes. If you go to, let me change this first. To Mycroft skills, for example, I don't know. Let me see. The Wikipedia skill wiki. Yeah. Okay. I will take the opportunity to show a bit how FKit works. Okay. There's a set of directories here inside each of the skills, and they define the vocabulary that the skill understands. Okay, so if you go inside this vocabulary, then there's a different directory for each of the language. And you can go to English, and you can see here that this skill understands when you mention Wikipedia, when you say, tell me about, so that you can say, hey, Mycroft, tell me about London.
Let me look up London.
Okay, it searches that
London,
on
London is the capital and most populous city
and
of
it searches
England
that for on Wikipedia
Kingdom,
because the skills recognizes tell me about
east of the
as
island
a,
of Great
as
Britain.
A part of this.
London has been
and
a major settlement for two millennia.
And then you can also define other languages there. Right now there's some basic support for German, for Italian, for French, I think there was some Swedish support also. You have to think that the speech-to-text thing is done by Google, so it basically works on all of the languages. And the text-to-speech is currently by default done with an application that the Mycroft developers did, that is called Mimic. But you can configure it to also use Google to do that, so it should work. Okay. And the only thing that, well, only between quotes, thing that you have to do to support other languages is to implement all the vocabulary for all the skills, not only for the recognition of the words, but also for the dialogue, for what Mycroft responds to the user. The Mycroft replies to the user. So in this case, for example, no entry found. It has different sentences. That means there was no entry found on Wikipedia about that subject, so that it doesn't replies always the same thing. Okay, but it just gets them randomly. And then there's also a regular expression that some skills have. That it does regular expression so that you can say different things and get which part of that sentence is the article that it should be looked for. Okay, and. Is there another question? Did I answer your question?
Yeah, thank you. And I have also one question. Sure. When I ask to delete my disk, what it will happen?
That depends on the skills of the developer that developed the skill. Yeah, of course, if you have a skill that recognizes delete my hard disk and you installed it, then yeah, it's partially your fault. Somehow, but yeah, in that case, you have to be careful with what you install, of course. Yeah,
okay,
which
you.
Is something that probably should be thought about, because right now the Mycroft developers mainly care about the machines that they have, so that they don't care about, for example, installing credentials for the user on the user home directory. And right now, well, as I said, they were shared on the shared directory. And if you have two users on the systems, well, they just accept changes and accept patches for related to the desktop. But most of the skills related to the desktop are done by Aditya Mehra that I mentioned before. Installing skills is something, yeah. You have to be careful. No questions? There's any other question? Yeah.
Okay. First, thanks for all the work you're doing here, because I know from my own experience how hard it can be to package such complex stuff. And even better that you upstream things, because that makes it also easier. And I'm also looking forward to integrate this or also other tools which are now emerging, like the SUSE project from FOSS Asia, mm-hmm. And other desktops and other distros. So,
cool.
So thanks a lot.
Thank you. In fact, I should say that, I did the packaging, but Thomas Batal and Thomas Bechtol, I don't know if he's here, by the way, another Devel Languages Python maintainers also helped me a lot because they were, well, they had to review a lot of packages and they made me fix many things in those packages. So they also did a lot of work. Yeah. And well, in, before I finish, where's this? Let me say thanks. And I have a blog which currently has one entry that is related to Mycroft. And it explains how to install this on OpenSUSE Tumbleweed. And I did the blog post 2 months ago, so it doesn't work anymore. Because finally, most of the dependencies are already in factory, which they weren't on when I wrote that. But I plan to update it soon, so you can see my second post there. And yeah, if there's no other question, if there are more questions, you can ask me outside, probably. And thank you for coming.